Bagels and lox. They go with weekends for many a crackling bagel, crust, chewy center, silky cream cheese, sharp smoked salmon. That's the lox. Maybe a few capers and onions, too. Who invented what's become a staple that's just about as American as pizza chow mein and apple pie? Heather Smith was editor of the recently defunct magazine Meat Paper. She's written about the history of bagels and lox. And Heather, by the way, happens to be a former Weekend Edition intern. She joins us from New York. Heather, I'm so glad you found wholesome work. Thanks very much for being back with us.
Thanks so much. It's great to be back.
So is a bagel just a bialy with a hole in the middle?
It's very different, and the origins of the bagel are somewhat mysterious. There's a lot of folklore around it and variable legends about how the bagel came to exist. But I have decided that we will never know.
Well, it's one of the great mysteries of life. Think of it that way. What made the bagel leap from being just kind of New York street food, you know, or maybe Sunday brunch food across the country?
So it was really, I think, the Lenders brothers. And Lenders bagels are what I grew up in. I grew up outside of Detroit, Michigan, and I thought they were the greatest thing ever. Like, you would get six of them in a little plastic tube. Mm-hmm. And now, like, when I think the taste was awful, but they were early adopters of refrigeration technology.
Can you sing the theme song?
There's a theme song?
There was. I'm sure they haven't tried it for years. I believe the chorus is, you gotta, let's see, buy, steal, or finagle a Lenders bagel.
As a small child, I would have done that. To me, bagels were just magical, even if they were frozen.
So, cream cheese is kind of British in origin. Smoked salmon could be Scandinavian or Scottish. Capers are Italian. So, any idea how it all came together in this American food?
These food mashups are kind of what America does best, and the cronut and the ramen burger, like, those were also invented in New York. But in this case, it seems to have just sprung, like, you know, Venus from the clamshell. The bagel, it might be our greatest triumph. That or the burger?
Heather Smith, one of the editors of Meat Paper magazine. Its last issue is available now. She joined us from New York, one of our former interns. Heather, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Much nachos to you.
I love Yiddish.
This is NPR News.